You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White travels back to medieval Coventry, England, for a look at a horse ride of pity for the people of Coventry.
There's a rather famous story of a beautiful naked woman who once rode her horse through Coventry, England, a story that has persisted for nearly 10 centuries. Although many people can immediately recall the legendary name of Lady Godiva, not many of us know her story in its context, or that the mysterious woman of legend is actually real. Godiva was married to the Earl of Coventry in the 11th century, a man named Lord Leofric. Their union is actually chronicled in at least two medieval histories, including the comprehensive Domesday Book of King William the Conqueror. However, neither of those sources mention her as the naked rider of legend, but let's explore that in a minute. First, what do we really know, historically speaking, about this mysterious medieval lady based on just those primary sources? We know that the couple founded a Benedictine monastery, and reportedly that Lady Godiva gave generously of her gold and jewels to be used for chalices, communion pieces, and monastery artwork. When Lord Leofric died in 1057, the record of his burial is recorded in the Abbey Church, and so it is believed that Godiva may be buried within the remains of that abbey as well. This effectively ends the history of Lady Godiva, for little else is known about her. So what of the legendary ride through the streets of Coventry? It was a story that began quite early, coinciding with the year of the death of her husband. It is from that year, 1057, that we have an interesting report from a man named Roger of Wendover, who claimed that the lady begged her husband, the Lord, to release the citizens of Coventry from a tax that she felt to be harsh and unfair. According to Wendover's account, Lord Coventry agreed only on the condition that she would ride naked through the town. The Chronicle of Roger of Wendover does not report that she did so. In fact, there is no historical record existing to suggest that she actually completed what he asked. It is here that we must depart from history into legend, where the story resumes that Lady Godiva requested all of the windows and doors of the village be shuttered so that she would not be seen, and that she covered her body by loosing her long hair about her. There was at least one man who could not resist a glance. According to the legend, his name was Tom. Hence the name of Peeping Tom, still used today to describe a voyeur. At the conclusion of her legendary ride, her husband agreed to honor the bargain he struck, and he lifted the tax on the town, except, odd as it may sound, a tax that would be applied only to horses. At this point, we can briefly return to the historical narrative and find, interestingly enough, that by the time of King Edward I in the 13th century, an extensive tax accounting for the shires and towns of England show an unusual sole tax in the village of Coventry for, you guessed it, horses. Lady Godiva, her name has inspired music, literature, and yes, even chocolate. Clearly legend, but also historical, her name will no doubt continue to inspire the coming centuries. Perhaps it is not her legendary naked ride that we should all strive to remember, as much as the overall composite of her that emerges, that of selfless generosity to others.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.